approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 466333 through 466398. No warrants and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January, regular session minutes, January 24th, 2022, and then we have executive session minutes for January 24th, 2022, and January 25th, 2022.
Any questions?
No,
I don't.
Move to approve the regular session minutes for January 24th and January 25th. 2022.
I think we just have regular session minutes for the 24th.
Oh, do we?
Right?
I think we got.
No. Do we have both?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have them both.
Okay.
And the reason is you have to go into regular session to go into.
I got you. Okay. And we've got a motion to approve on the 24th and 25th.
For regular,
regular session.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for January 24th and January 25th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Continuing Law Enforcement Education Contract Number 22-004, Sheriff. I've received a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 28, 2022, and approves the contract as to form. And this is from the Missouri Sheriff's Association and Taney County Sheriff's Office.
Move to approve the Continuing Law Enforcement Education Contract signed between Taney County and the Missouri Sheriff's Association.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Independent Auditing Services, number 21-150, Auditor. I've received a letter dated January 28, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is between KPM and Taney County Auditing Services for the year end of December 31st, 2021.
Move to approve the agreement for independent audit services between KPM, CPA, PC, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for printer number 22-007, purchasing. Received a letter dated January 28, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is Gibbs Technical Company, doing business as GFI Digital Incorporated.
Sorry, I'm reading it real quick.
Sure.
Well, it says that the terms of Exhibit B, is that just breaking it down to the
maintenance agreement? Is that what's called Exhibit B on the back?
Right.
It states that in the actual contract.
Is that for them to provide the toner and...
I think they provide everything except they charge per copy. Is that what you get?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
So you pay for the equipment plus per copy? Or is it per copy just the maintenance?
You pay toner? Per copy. You furnish your paper and pay the... You pay per copy that you use. And they furnish everything else.
You have to pay for the machine and you have to pay for the copy?
Yes.
The machine is paying for the machine itself.
Okay.
The services is going to be for the paper you use and the maintenance that happens on it. So if you ever call in to get maintenance done on it, the page for copy includes the not only the copies you make, but the amount you use the machine.
Pays for the service and
the service
toner.
Does, so then if any repairs need to be done, new rollers, stuff like that, they come out and repair all those.
We buy the machine and we pay for each copy that's made on it. So much for color, so much for black and white.
But in that...
It also includes the ink, too.
That's what I'm saying. So in that, it pays for the...
Everything else is paid for.
It pays for the ink and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
While you're paying per copy.
We had him down on another company. We've had him up twice on one of the machines upstairs, and it doesn't cost the county anything. They had to order a part. And so if the parts get too expensive on the machine, that's when they'll recommend that you replace it. They're no longer going to furnish parts. We had that on another machine.
We have a couple of machines like that.
So they'll pay for the parts until they don't want to pay for the parts?
Correct.
That's a business model we need to get into.
This is pretty much the same thing that...
Hey, we're gonna take risk until we really don't want to take the risk, and then we're going to charge you guys to cover for that risk that we were supposed to take. That's why I don't like insurance companies either. Do I have to add printer companies to my list?
To wish list?
To buy to the list I don't like.
I think you've already added that. I've heard that one.
Oh, I know. Do I need to add the printing companies to
the printing to it.
To my list.
Well, this is the same thing that the county's done for...
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think we normally pay for the machine and the...
Yeah, we do. You can rent the machine.
Plus ink.
Yeah.
You can, lease the machine or rent it and so forth. But to my knowledge, we've always bought it and paid for the copy.
I know. I just like giving them a hard time. Did we already make a motion to...
No.
No, we just talked about insurance companies.
Move to approve the agreement for the printer buy-in between Taney County and Gibbs Technical Company, doing business as GFI Digital Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Policy mileage rates, number 22-003, County Commission.
And the policy reads, for the reimbursement rate, the mileage reimbursement rate for the county will be equal to the mileage allowance adopted by the state of Missouri in accordance with 1 CSR 10-11.030, and as published by the State of Missouri Office Administration for the relevant time periods that the travel occurred. And
I think everything else in there is
pretty standard. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the Taney County, Missouri policy mileage reimbursement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
You said it with such enthusiasm.
Good morning. This morning all I have is personal property paid abatements. These are refunds. It's four abatements. Their numbers are 300351 through 300354. And starting with the one ending in 351, the taxpayer was overcharged on the rate. It was entered incorrectly in 2020. The taxpayer did not notice until 21 and paid in error. The abatement ending in 352. This is a duplicate bill with an account number 10450. The abatement ending in 353, corporate office for the business accidentally claimed furniture and fixtures for all locations statewide versus only Taney County location. 354, the mobile home was incorrectly assessed for 2021 and the taxpayer paid the bill without noticing. The assessed value should have been $550. It was assessed at $2898. Difference would be $2348 assessed.
R8, R4, and R3 school districts affected. R8 and R4. Are the heavy ones. Come down.
That was Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of 1/31/2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.
I've got 9:17. We'll be in recess, and we'll recess upstairs for executive session 610-021-1 and 3.